adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid.
Question.
How can I tell if I have cancer?
Answer.
You might suspect cancer, but only a physician with the help of laboratory tests could tell for sure.
Question.
Does a danger signal always mean cancer?
Answer.
No, most often it does not. But don't take chances. See your doctor immediately.
Questions about cancer. Knowing the correct answers could help you save your life. The American Cancer Society urges you to help protect yourself by knowing the life-saving cancer facts. You can read these facts in a free booklet, which contains a list of the 7 danger signals. It also tells you why yearly health checkups are important. Be sure to get your copy. Write or telephone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Chain Lightning. In the days of the old Southwest, when order was established more often than not with a 6-gun, many a killer and bandit serving a prison sentence received a pardon from the governor of the state on promise to uphold the law. So it was that early one fall morning, the gates of a penitentiary opened, and a slim, hard-eyed young man walked to his freedom.
Good luck, Brent.
That's what I aim to have, Gordon. Howdy, Martin. I see you bought me a horse.
I sure did, Brent. I'm mighty glad to see you out. Shake.
Nope. I ain't shaking hands with anyone. Bring along my guns?
Yep, right here.
That's what I've been waiting to get my hands on. Waiting 3 years.
No reason why you shouldn't shake hands with me, though, Brent. You and me used to be partners.
Yeah, we did.
I'd have served time with you, except that I didn't take part in that stage holdup. I was out of town at the time.
I guess you're all right, Martin. But from now on, I ain't partners with any man. Come on. Let's get out of here. Get up.
Get up, boy. Come on. You're coming back home to Blue Jay?
Sure. For a while, anyway. Got a couple of debts to pay there. Is that coyote the Cisco Kid around anywhere?
Come to think of it, Brent, he is. Camped outside of town.
Bill Shannon still there?
Bill? Sure. He ain't sheriff anymore, though.
He was sheriff when I was set up. That's what I'm remembering. Now, this is far enough. Hold it.
Hold it, boy. Whoa. What are you going to do?
I'm going to try out these guns. Go ahead, Martin. Draw.
Hey, wait. I ain't gunfighting you.
Didn't say you was. All I want you to draw for is timing for me. See that little sapling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to blast it 3 times before you can draw, Martin. When I count 3. Ready?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3!
By thunder, you did it, Brent. Before I could even get my guns out of their holsters. And I'm fast on the draw myself.
Yeah, I've had 3 years to practice up, Martin. I made myself a dummy gun in the tool shop, and for hours at a time I draw and dry fire.
Brent, I've seen a Cisco Kid draw, and I thought he was fast, but you got him beat. Why, man, you're pure chain lightning.
That's what Bill Shannon and Cisco are going to find out. Right quick.
You're wearing your guns this morning.
Why, yeah, I do seem to be wearing them, don't I, Phyllis?
But you never wear them around town here. What's the idea?
Oh, every once in a while I like to strap them on. Just in case a coyote with a rabies should come into town.
No, there's some reason, and I want to know what it is.
Well, you just keep your eyes and ears open, sister, and maybe... There seems to be quite a crowd out.
Hmm.
Here comes a rider.
Oh, it's that Martin Joyce.
Oh, boy. Well, there. Hey, Dan, can I see you a minute?
Well, I'm right here. What do you want?
Well,
You can say it in front of me, whatever it is.
Brent Tucker's riding into town.
I figured he'd be. He got out this morning.
Brent Tucker? Oh, good heavens. That's why you're wearing those guns, Bill.
Now, wait a minute, sis. Go on, Martin.
Brent told me to ride ahead and tell you he was coming.
What for? So I could show Yella and leave town?
Well, I don't know, but if I was you, Shannon, I sure would leave town. Brent's deadly with them guns of his.
There's Brent's coming in now!
Well, thanks for the warning, Joyce, but I'll stick around.
All right. Suit yourself.
You better go on back home, sis.
I won't go home. Oh, Bill, please be sensible about this. That Brent Tucker's a killer. And when you arrested him, he swore he'd get you when he got out of prison. Please.
Phyllis, a man's self-respect is mighty important to him. Now, don't say any more about it, here.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm home.
I didn't hear no cheers. I'm looking for Bill Shannon. Anybody know where he is? Or has he skipped out?
I'm right here, Tucker.
Huh? Step out where I can get a good look at you.
Sure.
You're not going to pick a fight with him, Brent Tucker. I won't have
Phyllis.
It. I won't have it, do you hear me?
You must be little Phyllis. Grown since I last saw you. Grown real pretty, too.
Never mind the talk, Tucker. What are you going to do?
You got guns on Shannon. Use them.
No, no!
All right, I will.
Oh! Oh! You beast, you murderer!
Your brother drew first, Miss Phyllis. That clears me. Hey, there's Cisco kids around here. Somebody go tell him I'm waiting on him. Tell him for every hour he don't get here, I'm gunning down one of you hombres.
I'll go tell him, and I hope he kills you.
You old stump. Pancho pulls you out of the ground. Pancho, pull. Santo.
What are you doing, Pancho?
Pancho tried to pull this old stump out of the ground, Cisco, but the old stump not come out.
I will help you. You going to use it for firewood, amigo?
Hey, Pancho think it'd make a nice fire tonight when it gets cold.
I think it would, too. Let's both try to pull it out of the ground.
Cisco, be careful. The ground very slippery here, Cisco. And Pancho spilled water from the spring.
Yeah, I will be careful. Uh-huh. All right, now, Pancho.
Get away, Cisco.
See, but very slowly. Once more now, Pancho. Come on.
Old stump come out so fast, my foot fall down, Cisco.
See, we did.
Why did you hold your wrist, Cisco? Did you hurt?
Well, I fell. I landed on it, Chico. That is nothing.
Not good to fall on your wrist, Cisco. Pancho, look and see. Come here. Cisco break the bone, no?
No, I do not think the bone is broken, Pancho.
Huh?
I can move the wrist a little bit.
Pancho, not know what to do for this pain wrist, Cisco.
Oh, it will cure itself, Pancho. Yeah, we have a visitor.
Senorita.
Whoa.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
You're the Cisco kid, aren't you?
Si, I am.
I'm Phyllis Shannon. Can you come into town right away?
Well, see, if necessary, senorita. You look very worried.
Oh, I am worried. Brent Tucker just shot down my brother. You know him, Bill Shannon.
See, I know Bill Shannon very well.
Well, Tucker shot him. I don't know whether Bill's going to live or not. And now Tucker says if you don't come to town, he's going to shoot down someone every hour.
Don't you think that Brent Tucker liked to shoot people?
Oh, he's a devil. He swears he's going to get you too, Cisco.
I think not, senorita. You may ride back and tell these Brent Tucker that Pancho and I are on our way in.
Oh, I knew you'd help us, Cisco. I'll tell him.
But, Cisco, you could
be there before the hour is up, senorita.
All right. Get up, boy. Get up.
Cisco, Pancho, remember that Brent Tucker? He a bad gun fighter.
Hey, so I will wear my guns loose in the holster, Pancho.
But Cisco's wrist. Cisco not draw the gun fast.
Santo, I've forgotten the wrist for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. You're right, amigo.
Huh?
Very clumsy to draw with this wrist.
Then we not go to the town, Cisco.
I gave the senorita my word, amigo.
Pancho and I can help this. Pancho wants Cisco in the gunfight anyhow. But Cisco in the gunfight with his sprained wrist. Cisco get killed.
I have no intention of getting killed, Pancho. Perhaps these Brent Tucker can be talked out of a gunfight.
Pancho not want Cisco to go.
But I am going, Pancho, because I must. Come. We are wasting time. Up there with you.
Oh, Blobo. Oh, Brent Tucker had the gunfight now. Go now, go! Cisco, please not go in the cafe.
We were told we would find Brent Tucker in the cafe, Pancho, and that is where we are going.
Cisco get killed. Pancho know he get killed with that sprained wrist.
It's true, I cannot draw very quickly, Pancho, but I'm not going to worry. Now come, there is no use in talking more about it.
Pancho let Cisco gunfight. Pancho with a crown.
Cisco!
So, they let you out of jail, hombre. That was a sad mistake.
It was a sad mistake for you to come in here, too, Cisco.
Why don't you get over near those heavy bottles?
Suppose you know why I sent for you, Cisco.
Oh, did you send for me? I was not aware of that. I do not usually answer such a summons from an hombre like you.
Don't try to be funny. They tell me you're pretty fast with your gun, Cisco. They tell me you're faster than anybody else around. Well, I'm even faster, see?
Very possible.
I'm going to prove it by killing you.
You talk big, hombre.
You had a hand in getting me arrested and sent up. I ain't forgetting that, Cisco. Not even for 1 minute. I've just been waiting till I could get out and find you. I ain't gonna hurry this. I'm enjoying it too much.
Perhaps you and I should sit down at a table and talk the matter over, Tucker.
There's nothing to talk over.
Of course, you know that with all this gunfighting, you are likely to find yourself back in prison again. This time for life.
It'll be worth it, Cisco, to get you.
Then try it with your fists.
Afraid of me, huh? I always thought you were.
Come, hombre. Talk is cheap, and I do not enjoy talking with you.
All right, then I'll act. Go for your gun, Cisco, and go for it sudden, because I'm sure going for mine.
Pancho, I think so.
Pancho, why did you do that?
Pancho, I want Cisco to gunfight. Then Pancho knocked his hombre out with a big bottle over the head.
Cisco, you're yellow. You told Pancho to do that.
Cisco not tell me to do this. You.
Pancho, don't do anything. That's right, he don't. You had it planned ahead of time, Cisco. You're yellow. Come on, let's throw him out of here.
You call Cisco yellow. Pancho hit you with the bottle, too.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey, Cisco, not fight. Pancho fight.
Hear that? Cisco's too yellow to fight with his fist, even.
That is what you may think, hombre. But if I can get over there where you are.
Pancho needs Cisco to get the sore
reach. Sure. Open the door, somebody. We'll throw him out of here. Out of this town, you yellow belly, or we'll
turn out of
you.
Cisco. Cisco, you mad at Pancho? Cisco?
No, I'm not mad at you, amigo. You did what you thought was the right thing. But that is the first time in my life I've ever been thrown out of a cafe by such a gang of pack rats. Pancho, I'm going back in there now.
But with his sprained wrist, Cisco can do little fighting. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
In 1896, when there weren't too many alarm clocks around, a lot of folks woke up to the sound of the 547 as it flashed through town on its way to the city. '96 was the year Hot Ralston cereal first came along to provide the energy those early rising families needed. And Ralston is the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good, old-time nutrition. It's got the whole wheat energy your whole family needs. Vitamins, protein, minerals. And it's got the flavor, too. Honest, whole wheat flavor. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Chain Lightning. Worried, because he knew his idol Cisco, with a sprained wrist, would be an easy mark for gunfighter Brent Tucker, Pancho struck Tucker down from behind just as both men were about to draw. The cafe crowd, inferring that Cisco had told Pancho to strike Tucker with a bottle, and therefore was afraid of him, ganged up on Cisco and Pancho and threw them out into the street. Now,
sprained wrist or not, I'm going back into that cafe.
No, no, Cisco. Cisco, listen to Pancho, please, Cisco.
Pancho, I tell you, I'm not going to stand for that kind of treatment.
But Cisco not can fight good with a bad wrist. Cisco always told Pancho to think. Now Pancho tells Cisco to think. Oh, there's the senorita. Senorita!
Yeah.
Pancho, I want Cisco to go back in the cafe, senorita. And Cisco say he go. Senorita, please help Cisco.
Oh, Pancho's right, Cisco. You mustn't go back in there. And
Cisco got a sprained wrist, senorita. See, it's all sprained up, no?
Well, I should say it is. Did you have that when I rode out to your camp, Cisco?
Si, senorita. But that is no reason for me to act the part of a coward.
Do you mean you were going to gunfight Brent Tucker with your wrist like that?
Si, senorita. And Cisco not say nothing about it.
Well, anybody who calls you a coward after that will have to deal with me. No, Cisco, please. Be sensible. Don't go back in there.
Was Tucker badly hurt?
I hear they've taken them to the doctor, Cisco. Probably to get some stitches. If that's true, he won't be able to harm anyone in town for the next couple of hours.
But after that, he'll be very ugly, no doubt.
Well, probably.
That will give me some time to fix his wrist.
Come to the house, Cisco, and I'll bathe it for you.
Gracias, senorita, but I think I know the best treatment. How is your brother, Senor Shannon?
Oh, the doctor thinks he may pull through, Cisco. I just pray that he will.
I pray so too, senorita. Very well. I will change my mind and not go back into that cafe. But if you wish, you can get word to Brent Tucker that I will be back in the town within 2 hours. Then he will not have to look for me, for I will be looking for him. Come, Pancho. Pancho, back a little more of that clay around the wrist there, will you please?
Yes, yes, sir. That hurt you, sir, no?
No, we got that. Feels much better now.
Good. We pack it in the mud for almost an hour now.
He's drawing out the information, Pancho. Soon I think I can use it much more easily.
Pancho hopes so, Cisco.
Hey, let me try it and see. Wash off this clay. Swimming has gone down a great deal, Pancho.
Still not look too good to Pancho.
He's not perfect yet, but he's much better. I think I can use that wrist very nicely. One more thing, Pancho.
What?
Tear up that old shirt and bind the wrist tightly.
Yes. Pancho do like Cisco say, but Pancho not think even then Cisco be ready to gunfight with Brent Tucker.
But I am going to gunfight with him, Pancho, if that is what he wants. Gunfighting is the only kind of language that Chinombre understands. Come, find the rest, and we will go find Brent Tucker.
Hey, Brent!
Huh?
Brent Tucker!
What you want, Martin?
Nothing, I thought you'd still be at the dock. Did he fix you up all right?
Yeah, he took a half dozen stitches. I'm all right now.
Where are you going?
Cisco Kid ain't still around, is he?
He turned yellow on you, Brett. Had that partner of his hit you down so he wouldn't have to draw with you. He's left town.
Yeah, so I heard. Well, there's time enough to get him. I'm fixing to get married now, Martin.
Married?
Yeah. Any reason why I shouldn't?
No, of course not. Only... well, I didn't figure you was the marrying kind. Who's the girl?
Shannon girl.
Phyllis Shannon?
Yeah. She's got spunk, that one. And it's the way she stood up to me after I gunned down her brother.
But she wouldn't marry you, Brent. Not after getting her brother.
I got an idea she will. Come on, Martin, we'll see. You can be my best man.
You're going to settle down, huh?
Maybe. Maybe not. But you caught my eye, Martin. I like them spunky like that. She's a mighty pretty girl.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, here's her house. Come on, we'll go in.
You ain't got a chance.
We'll see. Howdy again, Miss Phyllis.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
Now, wait a minute. Don't shut that door in my face. It's something I don't like. Me and Martin's coming in. How's your brother, Miss Phyllis?
He's gone to recover. No thanks to you. Now get out of this house, both of you.
He's going to recover. Maybe.
What do you mean?
If you marry me.
If I what?
You want your brother to keep on living, don't you, Miss Phyllis?
You kill him? When he can't even raise a finger to defend himself?
afraid I would, ma'am.
Well, you won't. I'll take this gun.
Give this to me.
Let me go, you...
That's it. Sure, I'll let you go. Now. I guess you was right, Martin. She ain't gonna marry me. So I'll have to go finish off Shannon.
Oh, no. No, wait. Don't you dare go into
the room. I ain't much on patience, Miss Phyllis, and I meant just what I said.
All right. All right, I'll marry you. I can't do anything else.
Yeah, that's more like it.
But I can't get married like this. You'll have to give me time to change my dress and fix up a little.
Now, you look good to me just as you are, Miss Phyllis. Come on. I'll go right over to the preacher's now.
Hold over, slow down. This time, Pancho, I think we will get a different sort of reception in that cafe.
Cisco, you think Brent Tucker in the cafe, huh?
I do not know. I hope so.
Cisco look as if he killed Brent Tucker.
I do not kill people, amigo. You know that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to get the idea out of his head that he can go around killing people. And this time, Pancho, do not hit anyone with a bottle.
Pancho not hit anyone with a bottle, Cisco. This time, Pancho hit him with a chair.
I am looking for Brent Tucker. Well, speak up.
Can't you think they lose their tongue, Cisco?
It would seem so. You, with a cigar in your mouth. I believe you were calling me yellow before. What have you to say now?
Easy, Cisco. I didn't say nothing.
You had better not. Go find Brent Tucker for me.
Cisco, the hombre coming in. What was good, Brent Tucker?
Come on, everybody. You're invited to a wedding. Oh, I didn't see you, Cisco.
Whose wedding, hombre?
Well, it's Brent's.
And who would marry him?
That's none of your business, Cisco.
See, it is my business. Answer me or I'll shake your teeth loose.
Easy, let go.
He's marrying Phyllis Shannon.
Senorita Shannon.
That's not right, Cisco. Not after he shoot a brother.
No, it is not right. It's very wrong. Tell me, hombre, does the senorita want to marry him?
Why? Well, sure.
Answer me truthfully.
Easy, Cisco. I'll tell you.
Brent told her he'd finish off her brother if she didn't marry him.
I thought it might be something like that. Where are they now?
At the preacher's.
Very well. Pancho, we will go to the preacher's, but we will not witness any wedding.
I presume I have your consent to perform this ceremony, Phyllis.
Well, I...
You have, preacher.
Yes.
Well, I must say, you don't look like a girl who's anxious to be married.
That's none of your business. Get on with your job, preacher, unless you want trouble with me.
Very well. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here...
I can't go through with it. I can't.
Just a moment.
Better go through with it, Miss Phyllis.
Oh, Cisco.
See, is Brent Tucker here?
Well, what do you know?
Come outside.
Sure, I'll come outside. You wait here, Miss Phyllis.
No, I'm going home. I can't stand any more of this.
You run along as soon as I tend to this yellow belly.
Hombre, there are very few men I can say I hate. But I come as near to hating you as anyone I have ever seen. We will fight with fists or guns, as you wish.
Got your nerve up to fight, have you, Cisco? All I gotta do is yell and you'll run.
There will be no running, hombre. Well, take your choice.
I do my fighting with guns.
Very well. Move out in the street.
Cisco, be careful. I do not like these gunfights.
I do not like them either, amigo, but there is no other choice. You are a low-down, crawling coyote, Brent Tucker, to threaten the senorita unless she agreed to marry you. She is not going to marry you.
And who's going to stop me?
Go for your gun and you will find out.
It's just what I'm going to do. Now!
My arm!
Your arm is not badly hurt. I give you warning, Brent Tucker. Either you leave town right away or I will finish what I have started.
I leave, Cisco. I can't beat that draw of yours. No man can.
I mean what I say, hombre. And I'll be waiting to see that you do leave town. Pronto.
Oh, I think I'd have died, Cisco, if you hadn't gotten to the preacher's just when you did.
Then I'm glad I got there, senorita. For I would not have you die.
I know it doesn't seem very serious now, but the other day it did.
I can understand that it would.
Bill wants me to thank you too, Cisco.
Gracias. He's still improving, I trust.
Oh, yes. He's a lot better now, thank goodness. But, Cisco.
Si?
You are sure that Brent Tucker won't come back here?
I am very sure, Senorita.
Oh, that's the best news I've heard in a long time. Except...
Except what, Senorita?
Your promise to come back here soon and see me.
It will be a pleasure to keep that promise. But now I must be going.
Well, Cisco, is that the way you say goodbye?
No, Senorita. This way.
Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sometime we ride to the ocean, no?
Si, sometime we come ride to the ocean, amigo. Have you ever seen the ocean?
Yeah, Pancho see ocean, Cisco.
Have you ever been on the ocean?
Yeah, Pancho on the ocean once, Cisco. And Pancho never want to go on the ocean again.
Oh, did you get seasick, Pancho?
No, Pancho not get seasick, Cisco. And Pancho lose all his clothes on the ocean.
Oh, your clothes?
See, shirt, boots, pantalones, everything.
Well, tell me about it, Pancho.
Pancho go on a boat trip.
On a big boat, Chico?
Oh, big boat, see. We sleep on the boat in a little cabin.
Well, how did you lose your clothes?
First, Pancho take off his clothes to go to bed.
To go to bed, see.
And then Pancho look around for a place to hang his clothes.
See, see.
And Pancho not see any place to hang his clothes, but Pancho see around hole in the wall. So Pancho think of the closet and put all his clothes in there. But it's only a round hole, Cisco.
A round hole in the boat, amigo?
See, Cisco, a porthole.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Missouri Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop?
What, Sherry?
When did we last visit the optometrist?
Oh, Sherry, you can't give me one good reason why I have to have my eyes examined.
Because 4 out of 10 school children have vision problems. Because 80% of learning is seeing. Because achievement depends upon your ability to learn. Because a person may not be aware of changes in vision. And because the American Optometric Association recommends it once a year.
Can't think of one good reason, eh?
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.